Well, a special guest joining me today here on the Bottom Line Show, our first visit for 2024 with Scott Wilder from Preborn, 833-850-BABY, B-A-B-Y, or click on the Preborn banner at kbrightradio.com and make your best gift today to support ultrasounds for women who are seeking them. Scott Wilder, welcome back to the Bottom Line Show.
It is always, and I say it behind your back, not just to your face, it's always a pleasure, Roger, to be with you. Really love being here and making the difference that your audience makes on this really very important issue.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And likewise, a mutual, fantastic, beneficial relationship that we share with Preborn. And the fact, too, that Scott and I can console each other over the fact that the Chargers, Rams, and Cowboys aren't in the playoffs anymore.
Man, and, don't even get me started. even my second-tier teams have not done well the last weekend. So I don't know. We'll just have to adopt what my dad used to say. I guess I'll just have to shoot for a good game, just a good game.
Yeah.
If your teams are out of it, you got to just hope for a good game. But it's another one of those years, but we're used to it.
Yeah,
and we'll see. Maybe Detroit will come around. I mean, that'd be a big story for them. I was sort of rooting for Josh Allen and the Bills. I'm an NFC guy, not an AFC guy. Of course, Cowboys are NFC, and so San Francisco, of course, looks awfully good. So we'll see. It's always fun. Always a little bit sad. Already sad, number one, when college football season is over, and then sad again when pro football season is over. But that's okay. It's going to be a good few weeks from now to the end, and look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing we can always look forward to each and every day, of course, this is Sanctity of Life Month. And, and we talk about we just passed a milestone yet again as the left was mourning the fact that Roe versus Wade was implemented on forced upon us on January 22nd, 1973. We have since passed now the second commemoration of Roe not being the law of the land anymore. Mm-hmm. And we think that's fantastic. But it's also made this kind of the wild, wild west when it comes to the sanctity of human life. Half the states are codifying this into their laws, and other half are saying, you know, whatever. And you're talking to people, Scott Wilder, who are in states where abortion is the norm. It's just, it's horrible. The fight for Preborn is even more important now than it was even pre-Roe.
No, that's exactly right. I think there was something, and you'll recall, Roger, that always we argued when we talked about this topic, that this is not solvable, really, by laws and bans, because that doesn't change someone's heart. I mean, you can't, for example, this is a matter of the heart. And, for example, you can't have a law that all of a sudden says, okay, it's in the law now. Everyone in America has to become a Methodist or a Catholic or a Baptist or a Jew or a Muslim or whatever. It would never work. And why wouldn't it work? Because that is a matter of the heart. And so is this a matter of the heart. And so you're exactly right, especially in California. I mean, a 400% increase in the demand for abortion. Now, what I call abortion trafficking is taking place, where companies are, they won't pay your maternity or paternity leave, but they'll pay you $4,000 to go to California and, quote, fix the problem. Mm. So, you know, it's abortion trafficking that's happening right now. So it's more important than ever. And this, we go back to what we said, it's a matter of the heart. Because once a girl sees her baby, hears her baby's heartbeat, it doesn't matter if she lives in California, quite liberal on the issue, obviously Colorado, quite liberal, Illinois, liberal New York, or conservative state like Texas, it doesn't matter. Even in Texas, of course, you know, if you are pregnant in Indiana, for example, you just cross the border. I don't know if you noticed, but Indiana shares a border with Illinois. And so you just cross the border in Illinois. And so, but see, once the heart is changed, then everything is changed. So we're excited about it again. We love doing this together. There's not a better time.
Right.
And Sanctity of Human Life Month to do this. So to call the number, to go online, do it right now. And then we want to play a testimony, a girl whose life was changed because of the gift like the one you're going to give when you call the number.
Right. 833-850-BABY, 833-850-2229, B-A-B-Y, or go to kbrightradio.com. There's a Preborn banner there. You click the banner, you make a $28 donation, and you save a life. It's a really very simple equation. And if you're wondering how important this is, Scott, I know you've got a testimonial here. Hear from someone who benefited from a Preborn visit, an ultrasound appointment that really was life-changing for her.
This is Marion.
I was feeling funny, so I took a test. It was positive. When I took the test, I knew that I had other options. I was really scared, and I know that it's really easy to get an abortion. There are a lot of those services out there. And then my life would just keep going the way it was going. So I just Googled pregnancy help crisis, something. And I didn't expect to hear from them. And Adara messaged me, can you come here? The first ultrasound was a little scary. I saw the heartbeat and we were all like, oh, hi. It felt scary, but it felt like a good thing. I've been down the other road before, and it really was a negative experience for me. If I have this baby, I'm gonna have to do it alone, and that's gonna be really challenging. But I knew that I needed help, and to get around people that would help me, not people who would say, this is a problem that we can make go away. More like, this is awesome, and we can help you make it more awesome. I call her Gogo, like short for Margot, and she'll kick me, and then I'll poke her back. She'll kick me somewhere else and I'll poke her there. And so we kind of play.
Marion and Margot, or as she gives the nickname Gogo. And I love that part where she says, I saw her on the ultrasound. It's like, oh, hi. That's what we told you. You're introducing a girl to her baby for the first time when you provide an ultrasound. It becomes like a womb with a view. And you get to see the little baby, and then it becomes unmistakable. You know, I'm sure I've told you before, my favorite teacher in high school was Miss Chancellor, and she was a spindly woman, not very tall, had hair, and I say this with great affection, had hair sort of like Mo on the Three Stooges.
Yeah, yeah.
It was dyed black and bangs and kind of bowl cut, and she was very strict and everything had to be in order. I mean, as because of that, I'm a W, so I sat on the fifth row at the back of the class where W's are relegated. Now there's a phrase she used, and my kids, who are now not kids anymore, would they know the phrase very well. Here is the phrase: immediately obvious to the most casual observer. And she never used it complimentarily when she talked to me. She'd summon me to the board, and I'd go up there, and I would guess my way through some Algebra 2 problem. And as I would slink back to the back seat on row 5, she would probably say something like, Mr. Wilder, that should have been immediately obvious to the most casual observer. Sort of like kids would say, duh. and here's the thing. I think of that phrase every time when it comes to a young woman or even a young man seeing the baby, hearing the heartbeat. It becomes immediately obvious to the most casual, or you can even say the most calloused observer. It becomes immediately obvious that that's a baby. And the reason that truth is so powerful is because the lie has been so pervasive.
Yes.
For the influencers and the singers and the music, the movie people and the TV people, and the whole winds of society are blowing in one direction. And so that's why I say it's an inside job. If we don't do it, it's not going to be done.
Right.
I mean, this is ours to do. So we have a chance today to make a huge impact just by providing an ultrasound or two or three or five to 10 or 10 today. And 83% of the time, once a girl sees her baby, hears her baby's heartbeat, she chooses life. I mean, it's the easiest thing you can do if you've ever said you're pro-life. So we invite you to join us again today.
833-850-BABY is the number to call. 833-850-2229. That's B-A-B-Y. Or click the banner for Preborn that's up at thebottomlineshow.com. It's up at kbrightradio.com. It's up at rogermarsh.com. It's everywhere I have any kind of digital footprint. I've got the Preborn banner up for that express purpose. And Scott, as you were talking, we heard that testimonial from Gogo's mom, which I thought was just so precious. And you think about the baby and the life that's there. When a woman comes to the realization, and hopefully the rest of the family does too, A, this is a baby. B, this is a relationship that you have not only with you and the child, but you and preborn too. I mean, I think a lot of people want to run past that.
Yeah.
An abortion clinic, stop, drop, roll, it's over.
Right.
But with preborn, this is a long-term commitment, isn't it?
No, it is. In fact, this is one of the bad raps that we get, especially this time of year. when it's Sanctity of Human Life Month as well. Oh, you guys don't really care about the baby or the mom. Not really. You know, as long as she makes that decision right then you kind of move on. Well, that's never been true of preborn. It's not true generally of any pro-life center, but certainly at preborn, it's the beginning of a 2-year-long mentoring process that includes providing free maternity clothes, baby clothes, diapers, strollers, cribs, formula, parenting classes. I mean, it's the most holistic approach to standing for life that I've ever seen, and been doing it now for more than 17 years. And I mentioned before, 100% of what you give goes directly to providing ultrasounds. We separately fundraise for administrative and overhead. And that's pretty important to be able to say 100% of your gift. So $28 a month, providing an ultrasound a month, saving a baby a month for less than $1 a day. All year long, what a great New Year's resolution. I got to tell you, it's not important what it was. I had a New Year's resolution. I never make them. And I made a New Year's resolution, only one. I made one New Year's resolution. And I got to tell you, it was done on the 2nd of January. And that's only because it could not have been a failure on the 1st of January. It was so disappointing. I got to tell you, honestly, I was just head in hands, shake my head. But today you can say, hey, I'm going to stand for life all year long. Less than $1 a day, $28 a month can do that. And so whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly gift, we invite you to join us and make a real difference. Don't mistake the nodding of the head, as we say, for the doing of the thing. This is ours to do. It's an inside job. And we're standing by waiting for your phone call or for you to go online right now.
833-850-BABY is the number to call. That's 833-850-BABY-2229. It's really easy to do. Or if you want to do this online, if you buy anything online, well, everybody buys everything online these days. So if you've got all your credit card information all lined up and ready to go, you can have this transaction done in less than a minute. And think of this. As Scott mentioned, 83% of the women who go to a preborn clinic see the ultrasound images of the baby, and then they find out what their options are. Option number one, of course, congratulations, you're a mother. Option number two, in states where we offer, you know, abortion is legal. Option number three, and you never hear this at abortion clinics. Option number three is you can release this child for adoption, just like Norma McCorvey did. I mean, people forget that in Roe versus Wade, Jane Roe in Roe versus Wade did not abort her child. She wound up releasing her child for adoption. I mean, it's ridiculous when you think that the only options are door number one and door number two, Scott, and preborn is a huge proponent of that adoption option, and that's what $28 does. And every penny, all $28 goes to the ultrasound appointment, or if you, if God's blessed you to the point where you have a $15,000 donation you can give, it's $15,000 for an ultrasound machine. Tax deductible. Every penny.
Wait,
go ahead.
Real quick, let me just step on you. Let's hear from Dan Steiner, president of Preborn.
I met Jesus, and I was working in the business world, running a national corporation, you know, in the corporate world, and came to Christ, changed everything in my life. And during one of those times, just early as a Christian, I became sensitized to the Christian worldview, and one of those parts of it was abortion and what, you know, we as believers should do. And I said, man, we've got to do something about that. And I said, Lord, what works? And I just broke my heart, and know it breaks his heart. He sees every abortion. He's omniscient and omnipresent. This is the thing that works. It's ultrasounds. Faith without works is of none effect, it says in James. This is your opportunity to stand with the Father to the fatherless, to stand with Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life, and give life to children. Every dollar is not going to preborn, not going to our administrative cost. We independently fundraise for that. That's not what we're doing. $28 to give an ultrasound to a girl, $140 we'll give to five girls. We'll send you a picture of a baby whose life was saved, like the one you sponsored, and it's all possible by your gift. Be part of God's solution, and more importantly, God's heart for these unborn babies.
It is so easy to do. Dan Steiner, president of Preborn. I know, like, but a minute left. 833-850-2229. How does the time go by so fast? 833-850-2229. We're standing by for your phone call right now, and really, no better time than now. Sanctity of Human Life Month, and to start the year by saving a baby or two or five or ten or hundreds or even thousands. So we're excited, Roger. It's always great to be with you, and can't wait to see what the Lord is going to do through the listeners of this great program.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, for your time. Thanks for the information and the great inspiration as well. We appreciate our partnership with Preborn. Scott Wilder, thanks for being with us today here on The Bottom Line.
Great pleasure, Roger.